Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, what the heck? We already got a caller on the line. We haven't even opened up the show yet, but we got somebody on the phone lines that wants to sound off. So why don't we start the morning here on this Thursday, October 24th, with a caller. I think we got Alan in Billings on the phone lines. Alan, what are you so fired up about here at 6:06 in the morning? What's going on?
I'm fired up because the whole voting system is being attacked by Kamala, not dealing with issues, not dealing with facts, but all of a sudden there's a supposed whistleblower and name-calling, and the whole voting is being dragged into the gutter because they have nothing solid to make people want to vote for them based on facts and records and issues. And now it's being dragged into a street fight. Somebody supposedly said something, which means this, which means we have to do that. And it's just emotion, and the whole voting process is being sabotaged.
When you talk about how the whole voting process is being sabotaged, what's a specific example of that you would point to, or something Kamala is doing right now or saying right now?
Well, supposedly there's a whistleblower, Kelly, and because of that, he's saying that Trump once said that he admired.
That story. Yeah. So General Kelly has headed out for President Trump for quite some time now. So he's been on the Never Trumper bandwagon for a while. That whole story. Every single person that was there, every single person involved with that, says it didn't happen. But yet here they trot out, with less than 2 weeks to go, they trot out General Kelly to make up these claims against Donald J. Trump, even though everybody else who was in the room, military, civilian, staff, you name it, says, that never actually happened. All right. Well, Alan, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. Here's what I'm going to do after the break. I got a chance to catch up with Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson. You've seen it. If you've seen it in the news here in the last 24 hours, they're trying to silence him. They're trying to interfere in the election for attorney general in the great state of Montana. They're trying to get him removed as your attorney general. This phony little panel with these phony complaints against him. We're going to have more on that story here later in the morning. But first, I got a chance to catch up with Attorney General Austin Knutson talking about actual issues that impact actual Montanans. Not the phony BS that the left-wing Montana Supreme Court wants you to be talking about, of course, and is wasting your time with. So part of my conversation with Attorney General Austin Knutson coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And then later in the hour, Jeff Manasso with Fox News Radio is going to give us a live on-air rundown of the battleground states.
Securing America.
Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks spoke about the Pentagon's priorities during a recent conversation with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Hicks says that the most important premise is that nothing is ever stagnant.
There's never been a time where we've had the luxury in the United States to really have just one crisis or urgent national security need to focus on.
That's why she says the military itself has to be fluid and flexible.
You have to build it scaled sufficiently to manage multiple crises in multiple theaters.
While keeping an eye on what's next.
You have to be thinking ahead to the investments you have to make so that it paces against the challenges as they evolve.
Hicks says that no matter who's running the Pentagon, leaders have to prioritize individual service members.
Remove the politics and understand what it is we need to do to deliver for the warfighter.
Kevin Lutzke, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see some cloudiness early today and still a few showers possible early, especially in the Billings vicinity. High temperature readings will range from around 52 in Bozeman to near 60 in Billings. For tonight, with mainly clear to partly cloudy skies, upper 20s and low 30s. And then on Friday with sunshine, upper 50s for highs to end the week. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
There is way too much to talk about. Let me give you some quick headlines at MontanaTalks.com. A Democrat operative busted tampering with ballot drop box in Montana. You can find that story at MontanaTalks.com. Plus, how foreign money is influencing elections in Montana right now, especially when it comes to ballot initiatives. And the Wall Street Journal, why Democrats are trying to destroy a Montana business. Those headlines and more, MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I think, you know, the fake news media has been so phony with their election coverage. I think our listeners, the Montana voters, need a reminder of just everything you've been doing to stand up for the great state of Montana, all of your accomplishments as Attorney General here in Montana. So thanks for being with us this morning.
Oh, I'm happy to be here, Aaron. Yeah, you bet. Thanks. And yeah, I never need reminded to come on one of the best talk shows in the country and certainly the best in the state.
Well, you're too kind.
Well, so are you. Crime and drugs still have to be number one in Montana. I mean, the job of the Attorney General is to be the top law enforcement officer in the state. And that's what I bring to the table. That's skills that I have. I was a former county attorney. But just look at my track record in the last 4 years. We've been aggressively fighting Mexican drug cartels here in Montana who are slinging meth, who are slinging fentanyl. I mean, we are seizing record amounts of fentanyl every year since I've taken office. We've strengthened the fentanyl minimum sentencing standards. And people say, well, that's all wonderful, but it hasn't done anything. It has, Aaron. Our fentanyl seizures for the first quarter in several years are actually down. That tells me that they're not slinging it so much in Montana. I think traffickers are maybe taking note that this isn't the state they want to be dealing fentanyl. In the last year, we've sentenced six individuals now under our new mandatory minimum sentencing for fentanyl dealing. And these are not light penalties. If you're dealing fentanyl in Montana, we changed the law with the legislature last session, and you're going to get whacked really hard. So that's top line. Aaron, you know when you've got drugs, you've got violent crime. Okay, that's just demonstrably true. We can show that in Montana for roughly the last 10, 12, 13 years. We have seen violent crime rate in Montana just absolutely skyrocket. Since 2 years ago, so 2 years into my administration, we've actually bent that curve the other way. I hate using that term, but we've done it. Violent crime in Montana in the last 2 years is dropping. So we're doing something right here. I want to stay the course.
You know, the liberal media, they want us, they want you to talk about the narrative that they want to talk about. The folks on the left, they want you to talk about the things they want you to talk about, which oftentimes is not the issues that are even important to us as Montanans. So, hey, earlier this week, I talked about the Soviet-style show trial against Attorney General Austin Knutson. I'm not even going to waste his time talking about that because you've got important issues facing you. We've got important issues facing the state of Montana. So that's what we're going to focus on here this morning. Attorney General Austin Knutson, you were talking about you know, taking a bite out of crime, basically taking a bite out of, you know, the fentanyl that's been wreaking havoc here in Montana. This is yet another sign the Republican supermajority in the state legislature delivered. Governor Greg Gianforte delivered. You delivered. You strengthened penalties against fentanyl drug dealers and started putting, you know, some barriers in place. I was talking about Bozeman and how they're continuing to have a problem with drug cartels and transients. Imagine if we didn't have these liberal city councils, these liberal city governments undermining our efforts right now. Imagine how much better all of these stats would just start looking as well.
Aaron, I just drove through Bozeman the other day, and they've got what I thought was one of the best campaign billboards on the side of the interstate. It's a picture of a dilapidated camper, and it says, "Elections have consequences, vote Republican."
I saw that one, too.
I thought that was absolutely perfect for Bozeman. Look, Bozeman, Missoula, Kalispell has certainly seen this. They've seen an increase in homelessness and in transients coming in. And prior to, you know, roughly 6 months ago, 8 months ago, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the federal circuit which we sit in, said that there was nothing cities could do about that. They couldn't enforce any kind of transient or outdoor camping or even defecating in public, Aaron. The Ninth Circuit said you couldn't enforce those local ordinances because that was cruel and unusual. Well, that was idiotic. That's not what the Eighth Amendment to the United States Constitution says. We knew the Ninth Circuit blew the call. So my office actually led that lawsuit. We went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. We got that overturned. So Bozeman now has no excuse. They don't get to hide behind the Ninth Circuit anymore. They have to actually step up and do something here. We'll see if they actually do it. I know there's a group of citizens and business owners in Bozeman who are still really, really fired up about this problem. They've had a lot of crime downtown. They've had a lot of kids get put in danger downtown. And they're standing up and doing the right thing. And now they have the ability to do it legally. So that's the kind of stuff that my office is going to keep doing.
Yeah, you mentioned Bozeman. Bozeman is trying to make it look like they're cracking down on transients when in reality they're not. Dane Fletcher, the Montana State Bobcat great, tore into the Liberal City Commission and the mayor on Instagram. It's a must watch for those of you who haven't seen it or heard the audio. But
yeah, and of course, that full audio, MontanaTalks.com, we've got that full audio, the Instagram videos and more. I think that was our most viewed story last week when we first shared that with our listeners right here on Montana Talks. More with Attorney General Austin Knutson right after this. And then, remember when I told you guys about how a judge was ordering the elections administrator in Anaconda to let a Warm Springs inmate vote? I've got an update on that for you.
Democracy 24.
Former President Donald Trump unveiled his plans to revive the auto industry at the Detroit Economic Club. Trump has been pledging to lower the corporate tax rate for companies that manufacture in America to 15%. He reiterated that and then expanded even further, offering greater incentives for U.S. car manufacturers.
U.S.-based car makers and manufacturers will also be rewarded with expanded research and development tax credits, very substantial, where they will be able to write off 100% of their cost of heavy machinery and other equipment necessary to build a plant. In the first year,
automakers aren't the only part of the car industry set to benefit. Trump also made a play for car buyers, saying that he will make car loan interest fully deductible. That is the latest in a string of tax-focused pitches from the former president. I'm Madison Aller, Fox Business.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see some cloudiness early today and still a few showers possible early, especially in the Billings vicinity. High temperature readings will range from around 52 in Bozeman to near 60 in Billings. For tonight, with mainly clear to partly cloudy skies, upper 20s and low 30s. And then on Friday with sunshine, upper 50s for highs to end the week. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
Hey, I keep getting emails, I keep getting phone messages from people asking me, hey, Aaron, with less than 2 weeks to go before Election Day here in Montana, how can we be a guest on your show? Here's how you do it. We've got the phone lines open for you. Whether you're a candidate or whether you're a voter who just wants to jump in on the conversation, Montana Talks is the show where you get to talk. Don't wait to be a scheduled guest. Call in. We've got the phone lines open for you. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10, right here.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, an E. coli outbreak at McDonald's is grabbing national headlines, and some menu items have even been removed temporarily while an investigation takes place. And as our network's Rachel Gable shares this morning, McDonald's restaurants in our region are impacted.
The initial findings from the Center for Disease Control indicate a subset of illnesses may be linked to slivered onions used in the quarter pounder and sourced by a single supplier that serves three distribution centers. There have been 49 cases reported with 10 hospitalizations and one death. 10 states are impacted, but the majority of cases are reported in Colorado and Nebraska. McDonald's has removed the product from their supply chain and paused the distribution of all slivered onions in the impacted area. McDonald's president, Joe Erlinger, said in a video statement that the quarter pounder is the only menu item impacted. According to 2021 estimates, the chain sold about 6.5 billion burgers that year. The chain has temporarily removed the quarter pounder from restaurants in the impacted area, including Colorado, Kansas, Utah, and Wyoming, as well as portions of Idaho, Iowa, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. According to the CDC, E. coli 0157H7 infection symptoms are reported 3 to 4 days from exposure, and most people recover within 5 to 7 days with no treatment necessary. For the FinsPost magazine and Western Ag Network, I'm Rachel Gable.
All right, thanks a lot, Rachel. Now, Erlinger also said that the chain is continuing to work with the CDC and let science lead the way. He also said McDonald's founder Ray Kroc famously said, if you take care of your customers, the business will take care of itself, and that's what the chain will do. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Without enough protein, cattle can't digest food efficiently, leading to poor energy use and lower feed intake. SmartLick is proven to support healthy, fiber-digesting microorganisms, promoting better digestion and energy use. A Kansas State University study found that heifers fed low-quality hay with SmartLick's high-protein supplements showed improved forage intake and weight gain compared to those without. Find your dealer at SmartLick. That's smartlic.com. SmartLick. It's not just another tub. It's performance.
Working cattle has never been easier than with the Silencer Cattle Chute from Western Ranch Supply. The Silencer Chute is accepted throughout the cattle industry as the most innovative and technologically advanced chute on the market. A fully hydraulic chute that's fast, easy to use, easy on your livestock, and the name says it all, Silencer. Stop by and see for yourself. Then you'll know why folks just can't keep quiet about the Silencer Cattle Chute from Western Ranch Supply, serving the big country with the quality and service you can trust.
Well, as a key part of its commitment to transparency and service, the U.S. Wheat Associates has produced the 2024 U.S. Crop Quality Report that includes grade, flour, dough, and baking data for 5 of 6 U.S. wheat classes. Now, the report provides essential and objective information to help buyers get the wheat that they need at the best value possible. USDA's Foreign Ag Service Export Market Development Programs, along with U.S. Wheat's State Wheat Commission members, like those here in our region, provided funding for this year's crop quality report. They'll also share the quality information in person through its annual series of crop quality seminars. Check it out for yourself at uswheat.org. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. I want to go back to our conversation with Attorney General Austin Knutson. Plus, we got Jeff Manasso joining us live here in just a quick few minutes to talk about the battleground states. But first, you farmers and ranchers out there that just heard the Farm and Ranch Report, I think you might find this interesting as well. So I've got this story. It's an Associated Press story, but then one of our correspondents did their own write-up here. A popular grizzly bear in Yellowstone National Park was killed. Have you guys heard this? Yeah. Yeah, the Associated Press will do a big story about a grizzly bear being killed in Yellowstone National Park. But you know what? Ballot tampering with an election ballot box. You know, maybe they'll get to that story, maybe not. But a popular grizzly bear was killed. Here's what's interesting. It was killed by a vehicle. Actually, it was struck by a vehicle in western Wyoming. So somebody driving a car killed this popular grizzly bear. I just want to make the point that the popular grizzly bear number 399 was not killed by a snowmobile. I mean, the liberal left has told us that snowmobiles are the root of all evil in Yellowstone National Park. Ah, you got to highly regulate those snowmobiles. I mean, every freaking tourist from China can have wall-to-wall, bumper-to-bumper car traffic in Yellowstone National Park all freaking summer. But, oh, we can't let people drive their own snowmobiles unregulated. You know, I just want to make the point that it was not a snowmobile that killed the grizzly in Yellowstone National Park. All right, thanks for bearing with me there a little bit. We were talking about the transients in Bozeman, the illegal aliens. Liberal city commissioners in Bozeman and in Missoula, of course, continue to promote this invasion. Here's Attorney General Austin Knutson.
There's just no question that those camps lead to increased crime. I mean, I don't care what your political position is. That's a fact. We see that in Bozeman. We see that in Missoula. You know, a couple of years ago, Missoula had a couple of just absolutely gigantic homeless encampments. Those were dangerous places. I mean, you did not want your children anywhere near those camps. Lots of drugs seized. Lots of weapons seized, lots of sex assaults, lots of simple assaults. It's not a safe environment for everybody. When you drop that in the middle of, you know, two of Montana's crown jewel towns, cities, I hate to use that term city for Montana, but let's call them what they are, it's not a good thing. So, like I said, these towns no longer have the shield of this idiotic Ninth Circuit ruling to hide behind and say, oh, well, nothing we can do about it. No, they can. They now have full ability to enforce local camping and sanitation regulations within their boundaries.
All right, more with Attorney General Austin Knutson here in about 60 seconds after this Fox News update. So we'll stick that one in. And then just a couple more minutes of my conversation with Attorney General Austin Knutson focused on the issues that matter to Montanans, not this phony BS coming. Well, think of what would happen if Donald Trump was back in the White House. Yeah, lower grocery prices, lower inflation, lower energy prices, less war. Think of what would happen if Donald Trump were back in the White House. Yeah, that's exactly why we're voting for Donald J. Trump, is because we know exactly what will happen with a Donald J. Trump back in the White House, but and also with a Senator Tim Sheehy from Montana to back him up every step of the way. All right, back to Attorney General Austin Knutson.
Speaking of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, you just scored a big victory. I mean, it was a little late in the making, but a victory nonetheless. You just scored a big victory from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals last week. I don't think it got too much attention in the local media, but that was a big victory. Tell us about that win with about 30 seconds or so to go before the next break.
Huge win. So this was House Bill 702, goes clear back to the 2021 legislative session. This came out of the COVID pandemic. This was a law that was brought by Representative Jennifer Carlson out of Bozeman that said you could not discriminate in Montana based on someone's vaccine status, because we were seeing that in Montana. It was immediately challenged in federal court. Don Malloy, the extremely liberal federal judge that sits in Missoula, struck it down. Was pretty strident about it, and he just got completely reversed. We knew he was wrong. We went to the Ninth Circuit, and a full reversal by the Ninth Circuit last week. Yeah. Huge win.
Judge Malloy.
No more vaccine.
Embarrassing ruling for Judge Malloy, and I credit Judge Malloy with killing the timber industry in western Montana. He's just been a far-left judge for his entire tenure with devastating results.
All right, there's a lot more where that conversation came from with Attorney General Austin Knutson. If you pull up the Montana Talks podcast on the Montana Talks app, or you could even listen to the podcast on Spotify, you can listen to that full conversation. We had a few callers weigh in and much more. But yeah, best attorney general in the country right there. That whole, you know, forcing the vaccine debate was just crazy what the left was trying to do, especially when there were a lot of people who were like, hey, well, I'd rather get natural immunity than experiment with this brand new shot that you're trying to force on us. You know, I think there's just people who are saying, hey, if you can do something naturally, why not do something naturally, right? Well, that's what QC Kinetics is offering up for you here. They take the natural healing properties that are already in your body, but what they do is they consolidate those healing properties and they break them down and they put them directly into your achy joints. So if you're somebody who's dealing with that arthritic pain, where you've got the bone on bone constant pain, for example, you got somebody telling you, hey, maybe you need to get surgery for that back or for that knee or whatever. I'm not going to tell you not to get surgery. But what I'm saying is, what if you could do a free consultation with QC Kinetics to see if this is something that might work, might help you avoid surgery, might help you avoid those painkiller drugs, but get over the pain at the same time? You can get a free consultation right now. Call QC Kinetics 406-201-6263. QC Kinetics 406-201-6263.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a great lineup for you here this morning on Montana Talks. For the entire 7 o'clock hour, we'll have phone lines open for you, and I'll try to share the big news of the day, the way I see it, and then you can call in and tell us what you think is the big news of the day or the big story you want to talk about. You know, we keep talking about battleground states. Is the dam starting to break towards Donald J. Trump in the battleground states? I'm sure there's some people out there that are thinking, okay, well, what exactly are the battleground states right now? I mean, we know Pennsylvania, right? But what are all of the states that are considered the battleground states, and which ones are in play with less than 2 weeks to go until Election Day? Jeff Manasso always does a great job with Fox News Radio. He's with us live. Jeff, great to have you on the show.
Always good to be with you. Yeah, I mean, so battleground states vary; they change in terms of which ones and the numbers of battleground states depending on the contest. 7 of them this time around: Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. Pennsylvania seems to be the prize that, you know, if one will decide the presidency this time around, the winner only needs, in theory, to win two other battlegrounds to get to 270 in the electoral vote. It's also the state where the most money has been spent, so that'll give you a good idea of how important it is. Close to $600 million between both the Harris and Trump campaigns, shelled out across the state of Pennsylvania. And of course, when we get closer to Election Day and on Election Day, we'll be breaking it down and zooming in, places to watch. It'll be 5 counties in the Philadelphia metro, 7 counties in the Pittsburgh metro, and 4 counties that stretch between Pittsburgh and Harrisburg. And we'll be watching the demographics, exactly who's, voting. But it's a key battleground state. We've seen that the last couple of cycles. This time around, we've seen voter registration data shows an influential shift favoring the GOP. Nearly 55,000 registered Pennsylvania Democrats changed their party affiliation this year. 55,000 could be enough to do it for Trump.
Wow. Isn't Pennsylvania one of those states, too, where they're going to be counting votes and still allowing ballots to come in long after the election deadline? So if it all comes down to Pennsylvania, potentially, we could be waiting a while.
Yeah, and we've already seen legal action in many states across the country, even before the, you know, even before November 5th. And people are certainly going to be watching closely. And so we'll see. But, you know, most public polls have showed that Harris and Trump are neck and neck. There were three national polls that came out that shows President Trump, with a slight lead over Harris, winning nationally. There's another poll out that shows him winning a popular vote. It's hard to tell these days, because, you know, any campaign insider will tell you that, you know, these public polls, they don't always get it right because, you know, it might be an oversampling of one demographic. Also, the fact of the matter is that, you know, most Trump voters don't like talking to pollsters.
That's right.
So we'll see. But the internals that, you know, I'd love to see the internals. But I did hear J.D. Vance over the weekend. He was talking to somebody about these gambling polls like Poly Market and others that have Trump, 60 points over Harris, you know, maybe 40 points. And he said their internals show that that's actually the case. So we'll see. Is it hyperbole? I don't know. We'll find out.
But we'll soon find out. Yeah. Yeah.
Tens of millions of votes have already been cast in these battleground states, some breaking records for Republicans. We've seen that in recent days in Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, in the respective first couple of days of early voting. Michigan begins voting this week, early voting. So we'll see.
Yeah, and that's, of course, the battleground states for the presidential race, the battleground states for the United States Senate right here in Montana. It's looking very positive, the polling's looking very positive for Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy over Liberal Senator John Tester. Guy, you mentioned, 600-plus million spent in Pennsylvania alone. I think just for the Senate race in Montana, and we've only got 1 million population, and they've spent, at least $240 million just for the Senate race alone here in this state. It's just getting crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. And you know, we've seen the Harris campaign appearing to struggle with Latinos, black men, young voters, the economy, grocery prices, energy prices, the border, illegal immigration. Those are the big issues that Americans are taking with them to the polling place this cycle. Her closing message last night on CNN was Trump is Hitler. Trump's closing message at a rally in Georgia last night is Kamala, over the last 4 years, wrecked the economy and the border, and then he will fix it. Going to be interesting to see how this all plays out.
That's right. Well, Jeff Manasa, you just hit on several issues that I've got audio sound bites ready to roll for our listeners so they can hear it in Kamala's words, in Trump's words, and others. Jeff Manasa, appreciate your reporting as always. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Let's see. Where do we start here? Kamala Harris, basically, they're trying to call Donald Trump Hitler. I think Alan in Billings called in at the top of the 6 o'clock hour. He called in before we even started the show because he was so ready to sound off about, you know, Kamala Harris's rhetoric here in the closing days of the campaign. That was something that he mentioned as well, is just these laughable claims where they're calling Trump a fascist, they're calling Trump Hitler. And it's like, look at everything they're doing. They're the ones that are trying to throw their political opponents in jail. Joe Biden just let that slip the other day. They're the ones that tried to remove Donald Trump from the ballot. They're the ones that failed to provide adequate Secret Service protection for Donald Trump, who's now had two assassination attempts against him. They're the ones that were kicking troops to the curb who didn't want to be experimented on with this COVID-19 shot and so much more. But here's Kamala Harris calling Donald J. Trump Hitler, basically. So why are all these Senate Democrat candidates in these battleground states, well, why are they touting their supposed work with Donald J. Trump? If Donald Trump is so awful, why are these Senate Democrats trying to brag about how they worked with Donald J. Trump?
It probably will shock Kamala Harris and the rest of her campaign staff to learn that there are incumbent Democrat U.S. senators in this country right now running television ads touting all their work with this modern-day Hitler. I wonder if Kamala Harris tonight in our town hall meeting will call for them to take these ads off the air, touting their work with this Hitler. I mean, if he were really Hitler, if he were really a threat to democracy, not a single Democrat in this country would be running ads touting their work with Donald Trump. Now,
yeah, instead of running away from him, they're trying to run to him. Hey, 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 no, 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 no. I worked with Trump. I worked with Trump. President Trump blasting, though, these Democrats. He said, quote, these Democrats have voted with crooked Joe Biden almost 100% of the time. So he's talking about Bob Casey in Pennsylvania, Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin, Sherrod Brown in Ohio. And yes, he's talking about the flip-flop, flat-top, two-faced John Tester here in Montana. Now, this was according to Axios. The Daily Wire has a rundown here. Trump slammed these senators in a post on Truth Social, saying they only pretend to support his policies when elections roll around. Let's see. Kamala Harris's sinking campaign has become so toxic. This is Trump writing on Truth Social. The Democrat senators in four different states are using me in their advertisements and stating that they are with President Trump on tariffs and numerous other things. Well, it is a great compliment. It is not fair to those Republican Senate candidates, Bernie Moreno, Dave McCormick, Eric Hovde, and Sam Brown, who are with me all the time, Trump wrote. These Democrats have voted with crooked Joe Biden almost 100% of the time. They only pretend to be on my side when elections roll around. Actually, it's funny. He doesn't even mention Montana in here because I think everybody at the national level is already assuming that flip-flop, flat-top has been flipped over and cooked a few too many times. And they see him, his race is already being lost for John Tester. So, but we know old flip-flop, flat-top is trying to lie and pretend that he's some sort of moderate as well, just like these other Senate Democrats are doing. What about black voters? Listen to this. By the way, that was Scott Jennings on CNN, that previous soundbite that I played. What about black voters in Philadelphia, Philly, PA? I think was MSNBC, are they doing the barbershop thing that Lawrence Jones has been doing on Fox and Friends? Lawrence Jones on Fox and Friends has been doing these really cool barbershop conversations in predominantly black barbershops and, you know, talking with them about why Trump is so popular with black men in particular. But listen to this MSNBC clip coming up right after this.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Is the economy better off? Well, you know, every time you go shopping, what the answer to that question is, it's far worse than it ever was. How do you like filling up your gas tank? You like paying the extra $1.50 a gallon for gas or higher, depending on what the barrel of gas is, a barrel of oil is? You know, do you think your town and city is more safe and secure? Because it's not. Are your schools better off for your kids? They're not. How's defund, dismantle, no bail laws worked out? Is the world the safer place? We now have war in Europe, war in the Middle East, and we have the people that are after Israel and want to wipe them off the face of the earth. They got their money because Kamala and Joe turned a blind eye to the sanctions and made the Iranian mullahs rich.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Like it or not, crime is a reality all of us face. Every day we hear about violent incidents, often closer to home than we think. So how are you preparing to protect yourself and your family from these threats? Now, you need a plan that doesn't carry the lethal or mental burden of using a firearm. Now, that's where Byrna, the less lethal launcher, comes in. It's your safe, effective defense solution. And the Byrna launcher is equipped with a powerful non-lethal deterrence, including tear gas, kinetic rounds. You can hit a target 50, 60 feet away. You can stop a perpetrator in their tracks for up to 40 minutes. Now, Byrna's legal in all 50 states. You don't need a background check. You don't need a permit. You can join thousands of satisfied customers, including over 500 government agencies and police departments who have left over 15,000 five-star reviews. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase. That's Byrna.com/Hannity. Check out their videos. Protect what matters without compromise.
saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Although changing jobs can boost your salary, it can also put a dent in your retirement savings. The majority of people who change jobs wind up putting less of their pay into their 401ks, according to new research from Vanguard Group. That's because many people who change jobs either forget to sign up for their new 401k plan or get auto-enrolled at a lower savings rate. According to Vanguard, over a four-decade career, that means as much as $300,000 less in retirement wealth for someone with average pay. Financial advisors recommend that people start saving money in 401k accounts early in their careers and increase their savings rate as they get annual raises until reaching 12 to 15% of pay. Unfortunately, when leaving jobs, many workers also break into their old 401ks, while others roll that money into an individual retirement account but forget to invest it. So if you're changing jobs, don't forget to delve deep into your new employer's 401k plan.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, you could do like a top 10 list of the Montana news stories that get zero or little attention from the Montana news media. Then grizzly bear number 399 in Yellowstone National Park. Grizzly bear number 399 in Yellowstone National Park was run over and killed by a vehicle. Associated Press has a big story. There's stories everywhere. But man, if illegal immigrant number 399 commits a crime in Bozeman, Montana for the 399th time, KBZK might do a story and there might be an immigration status reference at the very end of the story. But don't expect the Associated Press to do anything about it. They're too busy running cover for liberal Senator John Tester. All right, what about the black voters in the battleground states? This is one Philadelphia PA voter. It looked like they were in a barber shop. It looked like MSNBC is doing the copycat thing on Lawrence Jones, and they're going into, you know, predominantly black barbershops to find out why more and more black men are voting for Donald J. Trump.
And I just wonder, for anybody who heard that, like what they thought of that.
Deeply offended.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me give you a little background here. So you guys remember Barack Hussein Obama was lecturing black men. You know, the guy who, what, grew up in Hawaii, grew up in a very nice background. He wants to lecture inner city black men about why they shouldn't vote for Donald Trump, right? And, oh, you better vote for Kamala Harris. So this is what this guy is responding. He's talking about why he was deeply offended by Barack Hussein Obama lecturing the brothers about why they have to vote for Kamala Harris because of the color of her skin.
And I just wonder, for anybody who heard that, like what they thought of that.
I was deeply offended. And it felt like a moment where it's like, you N-words better get in line and do what we say. And it felt like him as the czar of the Democratic Party coming down to say, go get these N-words in line. And the general tone of it was disgusting. It was abhorrent. I don't respect it. I didn't like nothing about it. And Kamala, 2 days after that, is like, we love our black men. We have programs and things that we're rolling out for them, and she rolled out policy.
Good cop, bad cop. You know, because
I'm tired of the good cop, bad cop. Like, I'm tired of it.
Well, then you look at her policies, and what were her policies? We want to make it easier for you to get marijuana and cryptocurrency. What? Like, what kind of racist nonsense is that? That's how you think you're going to target black voters, black men? My goodness, that's what the Democrats are offering up. Drugs and crypto. How about lower energy prices and lower grocery prices? Can we start there before we get to the old drugs and crypto thing there? Just a thought. Let's see. The clip from Scott Jennings on CNN mocking Kamala Harris, referring to Trump as a fascist. Listen to what former Speaker Newt Gingrich had to say with Hannity last night.
Well, you saw from the vice president's afternoon was, in fact, a person who is collapsing. These are acts of desperation. She can't win on the border. She can't win on the economy. She can't win on crime. She can't win on any major issue. So her last desperate grab is to smear Trump with things which are patently a lie. I mean, every American watched Donald Trump as president for 4 years. When he was impeached, he accepted the impeachment and went right into the Senate to fight it. When he was stopped from doing things he wanted in the Congress, he accepted it because he understood the balance of power. There is no evidence, none, in his 4 years as president that he resembles in any way this kind of weird attack that Kamala's made.
All right, Kayleigh McEnany was on with Jesse Waters. We've got some highlights from that. Plus, Kamala Harris, she did a town hall meeting with CNN yesterday, apparently. It did not go well. Anderson Cooper actually asked her a couple of really good questions, and of course, she did not have an answer at all, so we'll have those highlights.
Brett Bear Minute.
It's the final stretch before Election Day, and former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris continue to make the rounds on the campaign trail, appealing to voters who could make or break them in this tight race. The Vice President aiming to make her case to black voters and moderate Republicans, campaigning alongside former GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney in Wisconsin, and making stops with former President Obama. Former President Trump looking to rally the working class and speak to Latino voters, meeting with Latino leaders in Miami on Tuesday. Fox News Radio political analyst Josh Krasher.
One thing we do know for sure is that more Republicans are engaged. Donald Trump has not criticized early voting as much as he did in 2016 and 2020. And we're seeing in all the key battleground states, more Republicans are casting their votes before Election Day. And I was talking to a couple pretty plugged in Republican operatives in the state of Georgia. A lot of those Republican early ballots are from people who are not necessarily the most high propensity voters.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.